have a word for that?
Well, I don't know.
You call that a juice harp?
A what?
Juice harp.
Harp?
Juice harp or harp or something like that kind of thing.
Well, is it small or is it...
Yeah, just a little thing they put on their teeth and they go, they twang it too, the little spring on there.
Well, they used to make such a thing, put pepper on a comb and then they used to play with that.
But you don't know the word, the juice harp, that doesn't...
No, I don't
okay.
think
okay.
I know that.
It's all right. Now, if you have a bottle and you don't want the liquid to come out, you put a...
cork on it.
And if the thing happened to be made out of glass, would you call it... Yeah, we have a ketchup bottle. We have a glass...
glass bottle? And you mean you're talking about the cork?
Yeah, uh-huh. It's made
out
of glass.
Well, it either has a screw on it or else it has a regular cork. Uh-huh. Years ago they had more corks. They didn't have this kind now. Uh-huh. That's what we have now.
Uh-huh. I'm thinking of, would you call it a glass cork or a stopper or... What would you call that glass thing? Or rubber, even. So it's made out of rubber.
Well, it seems so, like if it's rubber sometimes. But you know what cork is, don't you?
Yes. Uh-huh. I just wonder what you'd call it, call a cork, if it weren't made out of cork, but if it were made out of rubber instead. Would you still call it a cork? Or would you call it something
else? I think so.
And glass?
When it's used for the same purpose.
And glass also, then, would probably be calling a cork. All right, if you hit a nail, you want to hit it with a...
Hammer.
With a what? I didn't hear, I'm sorry.
A hammer.
Hammer, okay. And you remember on a wagon, they had some thing that stuck up in the front. They hooked the horse on, the business in the front of the wagon. What did they call that? I don't know, I never...
Diesel, is that it?
A what?
A diesel.
Diesel?
Uh-huh.
On the old wagon that was pulled by a
you
horse?
You mean that between the horses?
Yes. Uh-huh.
I think it's diesel.
They didn't call it a tongue?
What is that?
They didn't call it a tongue.
Uh-uh.
A spear or a pole?
Well, pole might be right.
Okay. And on a buggy, did they have shafts or... fills or?
Well, on a buggy, what do you really call a buggy? They generally have a top over the buggy.
Mm-hmm. I meant on the front where the horse hooks on.
Oh.
Would that call it shafts on a buggy or?
Let me see.
There'd be two on the side, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The horse would be in the middle of it, one horse.
Well, with one horse, it just two such ends stick up, and then they back the horse in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have something here where they snap the harness on.
They didn't call those shafts, though, you don't think?
Those
two things that stick out, that they back the horse between? Or would they call that a single tree or a whiffle tree? Or
whiffle tree, yes.
Whiffle tree?
Whipple tree, I think that is when they have two horses, when that piece goes through between the two horses.
Mm-hmm. And they ever talk about a single tree then too, just a whipple tree? Double tree?
Well, on a buggy, they don't call that whipple tree,
mm-hmm.
because that is just such a thing where the horse, the back him up and he goes in there, and then they tighten the harness on the end.
And how about an evener? Do you ever have an evener?
I kind of forgot what that is. I know I heard that name.
They might have used evener, though. They wouldn't talk about a double whiffle tree for two horses. Oh, whiffle trees for two horses, though.
Uh-huh.
What would be for one horse, then?
I don't know what you would call that.
Okay.
You know, it's like a U. They back the horse into it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. A man's taking some wood in a wagon from one town to the other. You might say he's doing what to the wood?
He's moving the wood, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. Would you ever call it hauling or carting, teaming, drawing the wood.
You say he's hauling it from one place to the other. Well, I think the plan is I didn't get his in. So he took it over to to the next place.
Okay. Now the thing that they use, the tool they use to break the ground up, is the digs the ground up.
Was it dig the ground up with?
Every spring the farmer has.
Oh, that's a plow, is that it?
Right. Then he has to go over it with a
rake.
Or a large field, you go over it with a say a drag or a harrow or.
Well, maybe you call it a drag. It's such a thing, you know, with things sticking down.